And then moving on to item 17, which will be a report from the Audit Committee Chair on the May 4, 2022 Audit Committee meeting. John Phillips, the floor is yours.
Two of our four are not able to attend today, David and Rusty. Jerry is here to provide any backup information I'm forgetting. Primarily what we did is have our auditor, Baird Brooks, walk us through where we stand on the very elaborate schedule that the audit firm puts together on field work and verification and checking and et cetera, all of which is part of rendering an audit. They are on time. We added this particular session, if I'm recalling correctly, because we wanted to be in a position where if the auditor found issues that we as the oversight entity should be aware of, we as a board, that we would have a chance to get that input, think about it, hopefully resolve the issue if we had one. But I can't say that anything like that took place. They appear to be a very competent firm and clearly experienced in doing retirement plans. Gail brought us up to date on Sagitech and our approval to use subcontractors as opposed to their own personnel. We agreed to that. And we are using an outside recruiting firm for our internal auditor position. General advertising apparently did not bring the kind of candidates that we want to consider. So I think that summarizes briefly the audit committee meeting. Any questions?
Thank you, John. Are there any questions of John regarding the audit committee meeting of May 4? I'm not seeing any, so you swept them away. All good. All right. Thank you, John.